Welcome to Let It Be Easy with Susie Moore.
Hello, my friend. Once again, from Paris. This is our final week here. I have mixed emotions, but I will tell you that there is tremendous growth and expansion and fun in change, simply in experiencing change. It's really interesting how I think the significance of our problems, the significance of what we just attach a lot of stuff to in our day-to-day lives does evaporate when you're away from your day-to-day life, and not just for a day or two, but for an extended time. I think that's one of the reasons I like traveling so much, because it gives me this dose of perspective. Of course, there's all the fun elements that go along with it. But when you go to a different country, maybe there's a different language, very different food, very different pace of life. You go, how significant are my problems and challenges really? Now, here in Paris, obviously, as you know, there is the Eiffel Tower. It's actually in the district with which we're staying this entire time. And for a real treat, it's definitely a splurge. My husband and I already mentioned this on a previous episode, went to have lunch at Le Jules Verne, the restaurant inside of the Eiffel Tower. You have to reserve really far, really far in advance. The tables are limited, and it's definitely a very special experience. And I want to tell you something a little funny that happened when we were there. So, of course, we go, we have lunch, it's amazing. And then we go out to stand on the observation deck, right? So you can walk around, you see this 360 view of Paris. And because the Eiffel Tower is the most well-known landmark, it's obviously what you search for no matter where you are. You're like, where's the Eiffel Tower? Because it also tells you what direction you're looking. It can give you an idea of like how far or away you are from home if you live near it. And what was so funny was we were on the observation deck and I was looking, I was looking for the Eiffel Tower. And I chuckled to myself. I laughed. I said to Heath, "Heath, I keep looking for the Eiffel Tower and I don't realize in that moment that I'm actually in it. I'm in the thing I'm looking for." And my gorgeous friend, Kate Northrup, sent me a comment because I posted this on Instagram too. And she said, "Susie, isn't that a metaphor for life? So often we're looking for the thing that we already have. Looking for love, looking for security, looking for creativity, looking for blessings. What if the thing that we're looking for, peering out, you know, covering our eyes, you know, the sun might seem bright. Where's the thing? Where's the thing? Where's the thing? Aha, we are already in it. It's a bit like the fish looking for water. It reminds me of that old story too. A fish goes up to an older fish in the ocean and says, "Where's the ocean?" And the elder fish says, "You're in it." And the younger fish says, no, this is just water. I'm looking for the ocean." My friends, what might be so blinding? What might you already be in that's so obvious you completely disregard it? You don't even notice you already have it. This is why I love to look around, eyes wide open, be conscious day to day. Say, "Thank you for my health. Thank you for the blue sky. Thank you for this cup of coffee. Thank you that I live in this state of peace. Thank you for these comfy clothes. Thank you for this warm home. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you." Until tomorrow, my friends. So much love and ease. Hey friend, I've got something really cool for you. I want to give you free access to my signature course called Slay Your Year, which typically sells for $997. You can check it out, all the details at slayyouryear.com. All you have to do to get access is leave a review of this podcast on Apple Podcasts, take a snapshot of it, and send it to info@susie-moore.com. That's info@susie-moore.com, and we'll get you set up with access.